it is good that we are here. It is good that we are here. I think it's important for us to acknowledge that it's good to be able to attend the Mass on a Wednesday morning, to come to the chapel, to be able to hear the Word, to be able to receive Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament, to adore Him. It's good to be with God. And even if we have things distracting us or bothering us, things that we think are not good in our own lives or in the world, deep down, we still have to say, it's good that we're here. It's good that we're here because God is here, and it's good to be in the presence of God. Well, that expression of Peter was voiced when he was in the presence of the glory of God on the holy mountain, the transfiguration, the moment of the transfiguration, which I said at the beginning is a mysterious, a wonderful and mysterious and rare event. In fact, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. For Peter, James, and John, it was once in a lifetime, and it remained burned into their memories what happened. Now, for us who follow the liturgical life, it's not as rare because we celebrate the Transfiguration every year on August 6th, and we celebrate it also every year on the second Sunday of Lent. So twice a year, we climb up this mountain and glimpse the glory of God shining on the face of Christ. Liturgically, as you know from the Animal Way, we have entered today into the month of glory. I mean, it says in the Animal Way that August is a month of glory. Really, the period of glory goes from today up until August 22. So it's the very heart of the month of August. So from today, Transfiguration, then the Novena of Glory up until the Solemnity of the Assumption of Mary, and then the octave, Marian glorious octave, leads up to the Queenship. So that's where we are. We're entering into this glory shining on us. Glory is kind of a hard thing to talk about. In fact, the very fact that Jesus does it this way, he reveals his glory rather than just saying something about his glory. It reminds us that it's not the kind of thing that we can capture with words, like many mysteries of God. Words are not wrong, but they're inadequate. That's why Jesus doesn't go to his apostles and say, beneath my appearance as a human being, I have divine glory in me. What would that mean? What would that convey to anyone? It wouldn't mean anything. It would sound kind of strange. So instead of saying, I'm glorious, instead of saying, I am filled with divine glory, he reveals it to them on the mountain. It's this glimpse of the truth of his divine identity. Just a glimpse. Just a moment on the mountain. That's enough. That's enough to sustain them for the rest of their life's journey. Now, these are rare moments, as I mentioned. Even though we recall it regularly, in fact, we recall it every time we pray the luminous mysteries, fourth luminous mystery, it's still rare to have a glimpse of divine glory. God does not typically overwhelm us with glorious visions. We might wonder, well, why not? It seems it would be better to see the glory of God all the time, wouldn't it? Then we really would say how good it is for us to be here. We would always want to stay here in this radiance of glory. Why doesn't he do it? Because we're not in glory yet. We're still on pilgrimage. We're still on our way. So it's important for us to get a glimpse of it, to look forward to it, but also to acknowledge we're not there yet. Yes, we're in the presence of God when we come to the Mass, and we're in the presence of the Eucharist. In fact, we're in the presence of God all the time, but there's something still not yet fulfilled that we're moving toward. It's significant that this feast day is the celebration of the Transfiguration of the Jubilee year. This is the Jubilee year celebration of the Transfiguration. And this Jubilee year reminds us that we are pilgrims of hope. We're not pilgrims of glory in the fullest sense, even though we have glimpses of glory and we have glory shining on us and even shining from within us, but we're still pilgrims, pilgrims of hope. And a feast day like this should fill us with hope, hope of the time when the glory shining on us and shining within us will not pass away, but will remain forever. This glimpse of glory that Jesus gives is a prefiguration, a foreshadowing of the glory of the resurrection. He isn't risen yet, not in time, and he's always glorious, he's eternally glorious, but his pilgrimage through time has to pass through the cross and then the resurrection. And that glory which he wins is not only for himself, but for all human beings, for every person. So this is what we are being reminded of in this feast day. We are pilgrims of hope, and and our hope is for eternal, lasting glory, not just a glimpse. There's a lot to this event, of course. We can't go into all of it. One thing that comes back to my mind is what we pondered last week when Moses was shining with glory. I think it was Wednesday last week when the passage from the book of Exodus said that when Moses was in the presence of God, his face became radiant and he didn't even know it. And then when he came down the mountain, the people were afraid of him. Something frightening about glory. And so he put a veil over his face. Now, I even mentioned last week, the reason Moses did that was because they were afraid. But Paul says another reason why he did that is so that the people wouldn't see that the glory was fading. It was only a temporary glory. And Paul's point in bringing that up was to say, the glory on the face of Moses is nothing by comparison to the glory on the face of Christ, which is nothing, which is the glory that is shining on us, on our faces. So Moses, back in the book of Exodus, he veiled his face. But here on the mountain with Jesus, he's shining with glory again because he's in the presence of Jesus. Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, the whole preparation for the coming of the Messiah. Moses and Elijah, as if to tell us the fulfillment of Moses' whole mission and the fulfillment of Elijah's whole mission and of all the prophets' mission is here on the mountain. So listen to him, Jesus. Listen to the chosen Son, the Son of the Father. He's the one to listen to now. He's the source of glory. That's why we say again and again how good it is for us to be here. It is good that we are here. It doesn't mean that we can stay here on the mountaintop as if we don't have any further to go in our pilgrimage. No, but it's still good for us to be here. It's good for us to remember where we are and where we're going and who we're with and who we're going toward. Remember glory and listen to Jesus, the source of glory, the brilliant sun shining upon us. We don't look at ourselves. We don't look at one another in this way. We don't look even to the Moses and the prophets. We look to Jesus. He's the central figure of the whole pilgrimage. And because he's revealing his glory, we're filled with hope. So as we continue our pilgrimage, we treasure this moment and we're encouraged to continue with hope. Even though we can't see this glory with our eyes, we can see it with faith. We can see it with hope, and we continue with confidence in the Lord.